Hey there, welcome back to another episode of JRC TV. This week we are talking about a very, very, very important subject. That subject is taking responsibility for your life, the decisions and the actions you take. Talk about taking responsibility for the actions and decisions you make. Why did this come up? Well, my wife and I were reading a blog about this silly movie that everyone's talking about, 50 Shades of Grey, and we haven't seen the movie. We're not interested in reading the book. But I will tell you this. I've been reading blog after blog after blog, and I saw something that was written to this lady's future children, and it's a mother written on a mom blog. Why I'm reading mom blogs, I do not know. But I saw it pop up a bunch of times, so I clicked to read it, and I was reading through it, and it's this beautiful letter written from a mom's perspective about this type of stuff to her future children and her little ones, which she does have a few little ones herself. And let me preframe this by saying I have nothing against moms. I love mothers. I'm so grateful. I think it's the greatest profession on earth because you're shaping the next generation. Now, because of the fact that you are shaping the next generation, I really need to challenge you in a very specific area that I think was overlooked in this blog. And it was the first paragraph that this woman writes. The rest of the blog is really beautiful. It's a different insight to what she thinks was going on in the movie and her opinion of it and great advice to young people. And at the end, I really, truly, truly love the fact that she states what love is to her, and it's a beautiful example. Now, at the beginning is the biggest challenge I have with this entire piece. And what it is it starts out by saying, dear my future children, you know, as much as I tell you to follow your inner voice, I was convinced, persuaded, and influenced and talked into seeing this movie that I knew I shouldn't have gone to, but I went and saw anyways because my girlfriends talked me into it. So we just pause right there. Now, there's more to this, but let's just pause there. Point number one out of three here. So point number one is, this woman is telling her children, basically, that it's okay to get talked into things in life. And it's okay to not take responsibility for the fact that she decided to go see the movie. And she chose to follow through with that decision and take action and actually go there, regardless of who's telling you it's good or bad or right or wrong to do. So if we were to just stop there and look at your life for a second, and let's ask this real quick. Where in your life are you failing to take 100% responsibility for the decisions you make and the actions you take? Two things. So where in your life, and P.S., in today's download, the worksheet, we ask these questions to help you figure this out. And we have a few more questions that are in there, so get the worksheet on the blog. But let's just start with this. Where in your life are you failing to take full responsibility for the decisions you're making? In your health, in your emotions, in your relationship? Finances maybe? Where are you allowing yourself to say, well, they talked me into it, or, you know, I guess I was just convinced to do it this way, or I don't know what to do, so I just left it to someone else to figure out for me. Where in your life are you failing to take full responsibility for the decisions you're making, the actions you're taking? And here's a question. What are the current, real, true, honest consequences of allowing it to be out of your control? Now, there's benefits too, and the side benefits you might want to identify. What are the things you're gaining by allowing it to be out of your control? You don't have to take the blame if it goes wrong. You know, if it doesn't work out, it wasn't your fault. What other little benefits are you gaining emotionally or mentally from this process? But what are the real consequences? You know, if you allow your entire life to be out of your control, how do you feel every day? For most people, it's a life of absolute and total reaction, meaning they said this, that's why I'm upset. They said this, I'm happy now. It's kind of crazy. Instead of saying, listen, I don't care what people say, I don't care how they treat me, I don't care what they do, I'm gonna choose to enjoy my life, I'm gonna choose to have fun with this process, I'm gonna choose to learn and grow every day. Now that's a decision to take complete control and responsibility for how you feel and what you do with it every day. Now, apply that to all the other areas of your life in the worksheet and see what happens. First, advice here is take 100% responsibility for who you are, what you do, and the results you're getting. Second piece. I actually agree with this part. Part two is she says, you have to learn how to trust your inner voice. I agree 100% with this lady. You do have to trust your inner voice. So how do you trust your inner voice? Well, there's tons of people who blog on this concept, and we're going to link a few up in the blog and share with you how they say to trust your inner voice. But if you know how to tap into that inner guide, that inner gut feeling, your instincts, if you're very in tune with that, trust it, go with it, it's the right thing to do. Now, three, this is what gets kind of hairy with this article. She then goes on to give some really mixed advice. And this is something I have a huge problem with personally, just because too many people do it nowadays. They say, you know, do as I say, not as I do. And what she says is, listen, my inner gut told me not to go see this movie. When I was in it, I really didn't like it, and I knew I shouldn't have gone. But in the end, I'm glad I did, because now I can give you this advice. If that's not the most confusing mismessage I've ever heard, I don't know what is. Don't go, trust your inner voice, but I did go, and I didn't trust my inner voice, but I'm glad I didn't. Oh. Now, the reason this really got under my skin is it's targeted to young people. If we're sending such mixed messages to youth nowadays, no wonder they're having a hard time figuring out what to do with their life. So here's what I would say. The best and biggest solution you could ever have for this challenge is to learn how to live it. To learn how literally to get in touch with that inner guide, make a decision, take ownership and responsibility for the decision you make, and allow your actions to be so congruent with what you believe in your core as a human being is right, that they do not have to listen to your words. They see your actions, because actions speak louder than words, and based on the way you live your life, they then choose how they're going to live theirs. That doesn't mean you're going to be perfect all the time, but what it does mean is you're going to be setting the best possible example you ever could. Now, the truth is, everyone's life is an example or a warning. So in all honesty, you could be setting them a big warning of what not to do with their life. But be the example, the best of your abilities. You know, step up and see what you can do and live congruently with what you believe and really make some things happen so they can see some greatness in you and they can follow in suit in their own way. Well, again, have fun with today's episode. It's just a little challenge out there for everyone who's blogging to young people or talking to young people or mentoring young people. Number one, take 100% responsibility for the decisions and actions you take. Number two, learn to follow that inner guide of yours. Number three, be congruent with what you believe. I mean, even if you believe some wacky, hairy stuff, be congruent with it. So at least people can see your actions and learn themselves by watching what you do, not what you say. So have fun with this week's episode. Download the worksheet. And I look forward to seeing you next week for another episode of JRC TV.
Thanks for watching. Please subscribe for awesome videos each and every week. Ooh.